Oh, here we come to something that those of you of a delicate disposition may want to switch the tape off at this point. Because if you can bring yourself to pray something like I'm going to say in a moment, it will help you immensely. And that is, deal with me ruthlessly and correct me severely, Father. In the being dealt with severely and corrected ruthlessly by the Holy Spirit, we travel much more quickly to the appointed place, the anointed place that God has for us. All the time that we run away from his scalpel when he's trying to remove something within us that is actually hindering our path, we are shooting ourselves in the foot. So we have to come to the place where we recognize that we have got to do violence towards ourselves and put this self nature where it belongs, under our foot. You have been crucified with Christ. And the good news is, nevertheless, you live. But not you, but Christ who lives in you. This is where we come to recognize that there really are no longer two lives to be lived, but one. And that is his through us. And if we truly desire to bear fruit for the kingdom, for his glory, much fruit to the glory of the Father, then we will allow ourselves to go through the cross. There is no way around the cross. We go through it. And when we're through it, we walk in resurrection life. You don't stay hanging there. Death takes place. No longer you, but him. And you are risen with Christ and seated in heavenly places. And that scripture becomes a reality for you. And the way of the secret place is the way of the cross. But you will find you're pinned face to face with the beloved of God, the one who loves you with all his heart, soul, mind and strength. That's where you're looking. Face to face, hand to hand, mouth to mouth, nose to nose, eye to eye, with the one who loves you with all his heart, soul, mind and strength. God bless you.